If the federal government bestows the disaster designation on Franklin County, business owners there would be eligible for low-interest, long-term loans. Eddie Teach's Rawbar co-owner Patrick Sparks says he's lost thousands of dollars per seat at his 77-seat establishment on St. George Island because of the oyster shortage.
And customers are, you know, they're a little apprehensive on buying them at such a high price, but also apprehensive of buying them because of, you know, a threat of the bay being shut down and what's going on with the bay.
Spark says he'd apply for a small business loan with the hope of keeping his doors open.
You know, you have many thousands of people that rely on the water every day, and if you take that away, you're going to have a very, very big economic problem.
If the disaster designation is granted, business owners must demonstrate their oyster-related losses to qualify for loans. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.